Blog Talk Radio.
New low price. Nice.
Happy, happy, happy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Oh, I get it. Because you're so strong.
Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
Get new Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Now costs less than glass.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty.
You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Donesia.
Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Donesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is Sunday, May 15th, 2022, and we will have a much-needed discussion tonight on the political arena. Why? Well, because we are still in the middle of 2022 primary election, and it's time for we the people to make some changes in this political arena. And we want to hear your thoughts tonight and your views on the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Progressive Party, the Liberals, and the Conservatives. What are your thoughts on each of these party affiliations? Why are you affiliated with any of the parties? Tell us why. What are your reasons? Tell us why you're against some of the other parties. And also, we want to know, if you are for or against second chances, compassionate release, elder release, the death penalty, life without the possibility of parole, mass incarceration, juvenile life, wrongful convictions, exoneration compensation, and so many other issues that we face in this country each and every day. But yet, these issues are not going away. What can we do? Well, as I always say, we need to change legislation. Laws must be changed. New laws must be enacted to replace the old laws. And we can do that. It's not impossible, but we have to band together. All advocacy groups, all activists, banding together, lobbying throughout this country to bring about change so that this country can right every wrong. Joining me tonight, of course, will be criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner, and I do have some other wonderful special guests tonight. Dana Lomax, who is the president of the Delaware County CADP, which is the Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty. Also joining us tonight will be Karima from Free the Ballot, Jeff Kennedy, host of The Kennedy Effect, Amy Sortino, an advocate for justice, and DJ L7, a political activist. But wait a minute, that's not all, folks. I also have some very special candidates that will be chiming in tonight to talk to us about their candidacy. So, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J. We'll be right back after this. Talk about the political arena. On April 28, 2022, Philadelphia's City Council President, Darrell Clark, and other members of City Council announced that city-owned vacant lots at the corner of 55th and Poplar Streets will be home to 41 affordable housing units as part of the city's Turn the Key program to promote home ownership. As part of a broader neighborhood improvement initiative Philadelphia has launched a housing program that will see private developers build at least 1,000 affordable homes on public land on a rolling basis. Through a partnership with the Kenny administration, the turnkey program will give eligible first-time buyers the opportunity to purchase homes across the city for between $190,000 and $230,000, far less than the current median home price in the city. The public lots go out to bid as the city continues to struggle with an affordable housing crisis and contend with a tight housing market that has kept home prices high. Prices are high due to all of the gentrification that's going on throughout the city of Philadelphia. And while homeowners of new developments are enjoying a 10-year tax abatement, other homeowners that have been long-term homeowners in the city of Philadelphia, their taxes are constantly rising. Now, what I find very interesting about this new home ownership program, affordable homes that will be built in the city of Philadelphia, is that under the program, income qualified city workers are slated to have competitive advantage when homes hit the market. Participating developers will be incentivized in the form of nominally priced land, will ultimately decide which applicants will become first-time home buyers. That includes the 40-plus homes that will be built on the large grassy lot on the 600 block of North 55th Street in the Carroll Park section of West Philadelphia. The group of city council members who gathered for the press conference says that this new program is significant and impactful. The initial budget for the TURN is the key program is expected to be between $7 and $8 million. The money will come from the Neighborhood Preservation Initiative, the massive bond-backed program initiated by Clark to increase the city's stock of affordable housing. The massive bond-backed by program initiated by Darrell Clark to increase the city's stock of affordable housing, revive commercial corridors, and improve neighborhood infrastructure, among other priorities. A second phase of the program is planned, but it is not yet finalized. On Thursday, May 13, 2022, Philadelphia City Council passed a measure that gives city workers affordable housing preference. The 1,000 units of affordable housing will be built under the banner of the Neighborhood Preservation Initiative. President Clark says, as more and more neighborhoods gentrify, the price of buying a home escalates. And for a city municipal workforce that's largely required to reside in Philadelphia, it's only fair and equitable to provide a housing preference for income-qualified city employees. Among the employees set to benefit from the bill are members of Philadelphia's Blue Collar City Worker Union, District Council 33, of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The union represents roughly 10,000 municipal employees, including sanitation workers. Late last month, union president Ernest Garrett said that he can't wait to put that message out there so people can get things together to try to qualify for this program. How do you feel about this so-called affordable housing program? But it seems to be slated just for city workers. Chinchilla Jonesia reporting, WBNN News Forum. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378, extension 111. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum has over 15 million listeners worldwide. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigative reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Miss Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. Hey, good evening, everybody. I am Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. As you heard tonight, we're going to be talking about the elections, the primaries. And, you know, we're midway through the primaries. There are still a few more primaries left for the month of May, and then there are some for the month of June. The primaries are important, and so many people forget to vote in the primaries. Or they just don't care because they think that the primary election is not important. The primary elections are very important because these are the elections that slip under the rug, okay? They, like, sneak up on us, and then before we know it, oh, wow, here comes November for the general election, and there are people running and that have won in whatever party that you may be affiliated with, and they're on that general election. And it may be someone that you did not want to be running in the November election, but guess what? You did not get out to vote. The primaries are important because the Democratic Party, there are different Democrats running for the same office. Republican Party, Republicans are trying to fight to win that spot for November, and same thing with progressives and so on and so forth. So it's so important to get out and vote, people, during these primary elections. It doesn't matter. It's not a presidential election. They're still elections. And these smaller elections for city government, like city council, the state government, for state reps and for state senators and for judges and all that stuff, these elections are very, very important. So you need to get out and vote. Here in Pennsylvania, our primary is Tuesday, May 17th, which is in 2 days. And you need to get out and vote, everybody. You definitely need to get out and vote. It's very important. All right, let's speak with Caroline tonight. Oh, and while I'm at it, before I talk to Caroline, I want to wish my grandson, Johannes, a happy third birthday. And a little bit later, have a special song to play for him on his third birthday. Happy birthday, sweetie. And there's some other things going on around this country, you know, that I would love to talk about. But since tonight we're talking about elections, we won't really get into that, but I will mention, you know, of course, I know you all probably have heard already about that mass shooting in Buffalo yesterday. I mean, crazy stuff, really crazy. And, you know, what angers me in this situation, okay, this young man, 18 years old, okay, he went, drove 4 hours to get to Buffalo. And he drove into a black neighborhood, opened fire, okay? He shot like 13 people, 10 died. And out of the 10 that died, 8 were black and 2 were white. And, you know, the FBI and the sheriff there in Buffalo, they're all calling a hate crime. And indeed, that is definitely a hate crime. But now we have certain media outlets that are saying, well, he may have had some type of mental issue. Well, the heck with the mental issue, because there are so many people of color that are behind bars right now since the age of like 15, 16, and 17, when they were still considered a child whose minds were not fully developed yet, because, of course, we know, as I always say, the mind is not developed until the age of 25, but this is an issue that has been brought up in this particular case, and, you know, but he's 18, and still, yeah, granted, his mind is not fully developed yet, but, hey, that did not play a part for the unfortunate juveniles, childhood lifers that are still sitting behind bars, you know, for 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years behind bars for crimes they committed when they were 15, 16, and 17 years old. And it's not fair because their minds were not fully developed. Okay, so again, they deserve a second chance. So tonight we're going to be talking about second chances. We're going to be talking about mass incarceration, death without the possibility of parole, the death penalty, life without the possibility of parole, excuse me. We're going to talk about wrongful convictions. We're going to talk about all of these different issues that pose a grave injustice on black and brown people. But it does not just affect black and brown. We know on this show we've had many, many, many others as well, many white wrongfully incarcerated individuals, whites that are on death row, facing the death penalty, facing execution, and everything. So it affects everybody in this country. But if you have money, guess what? You can pay your way out of just about anything. So it affects blacks and browns and poor whites is who this injustice system affects the most. And it's so very wrong. So we have to do something in this country to change that scenario. Again, tonight, if you're listening via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, event, or share a story of injustice, talk about your political affiliation or the candidate that you would like to see in office or someone you would like to see out of office, you want to dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to be placed into the caller queue. All right. Caroline, how are you this evening?
Well, thank you. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much. And Caroline, I know that you have been canvassing all weekend long. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And how was that? How did it go?
Oh, it went really well. I mean, the candidates I was canvassing for are progressive Democrats who are determined to do something about the criminal justice system to help reform it, and that's why I have been campaigning for them.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And tell us about those candidates and what they're running for, Caroline.
Well, the three candidates I was canvassing for, actually there's four, are running for state rep. Rick Kajewski, I don't know if you know him, he's in West Philadelphia.
Yes.
Incidentally, there's been campaigns against these progressive candidates as well, rather nasty ones. Rep Rab. Representative Chris Rabb, who again mm-hmm. wants to help reform the criminal justice system. Andre D. Carroll, same thing. These are amazing candidates. And then for just a short time, I was canvassing for Kaz Green this evening with my great friend John Thompson. And again, those
okay.
are all candidates who are really, really interested in reforming the criminal justice system. Some of them have lived through it through their relatives, and it needs to change. And, you know, what you were saying earlier about how it's not just black and brown people are affected, the problem is that it's disproportionately targeted towards black and brown people, which is why there's a disproportionate effect on black and brown people. White people get caught up in it too, but there is a disproportionate effect on black and brown people, especially in the city of Philadelphia. So I'm supporting any candidate who is trying to undo that and trying to do anything they can to stop mass incarceration, which disproportionately affects black and brown people.
Yes, definitely, definitely, Caroline. And ironically, you were campaigning for Andrew Carroll. Did you say you were campaigning for him? Did I hear that correctly?
Andrew Carroll, yes.
Okay. And ironically, he was on earlier today on a podcast and radio show called That Other Side of the Information with Jeff Kennedy, the Jeff Kennedy Show. And, wow. So that's amazing. You were canvassing for him today and, you know, over the weekend. And, yes,
he's an amazing candidate.
Yes. Yeah, and, of course, Christopher Robb, you know, we've Right to Wrong Coalition, we've met with him on a few occasions up in Harrisburg in his office there. And now Krajewski.
He again speaks out. He doesn't toe. He's a great, great candidate who speaks out when he sees injustice. And, you know, these are the people I back and admire because they're not just towing a party line or going along to get along. They are really fighting to change things.
Yes. And Nancy, now he's already in office. Can he retain his position?
He was in office, but the districts were moved. You know, there was all this redistricting.
Right, the redistricting,
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with him, of course, but he found himself up against somebody else whose district was moved, and there's been a whole load of negative campaigning against Rep Rab, and it's all wrong and it's all lies. So, you know, I'm really supporting him strongly. He's an amazing, a man who has done so much. When I was campaigning for him yesterday, I met so many of his constituents who were so pleased with what he was doing. So I'm really hoping he wins.
Yeah. And, we met with him as well up in Harrisburg. And then Chris Robb, of course, and then the other – oh, and Elizabeth Fiedler. Did you say her?
She's my actual state rep where I live. She's a great
and you campaigned for her
too,
right?
No, I wasn't campaigning for her this weekend. It was Rick Kajewski, Rep Rab, Andre D. Carroll, and Kaz Green for a short time.
Okay. Yeah, Elizabeth Fiedler, she's amazing. You know, she was the one that was on the when we did the policy hearings for exoneration compensation. Okay, she was right up there sitting next to State Rep Young. Yes. So that's awesome. So we have some wonderful progressive candidates running for office. There are some new candidates out there trying to get into office. There are some candidates out here that people want out of office, and, you know, and there's candidates that's trying to keep their position. So that's why these primaries are so important, everybody. You need to get out and vote, and you need to do it, okay? Wherever your primary is, you definitely need to vote. Okay, whenever that is. So we're going to be talking to some people around the country tonight and get this thing underway. So, Caroline, thanks for sharing with us about your campaigning, canvassing this weekend, and that is awesome. And next year, you will have people canvassing for you, because next year Caroline is going to run for judge again, and next year she will definitely win. All right, so right now we are going to talk to a few people, and we're going to tell you and keep reiterating why it is so very important to get out and vote. Again, if you're listening via the World Wide Web tonight, dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you would like to talk, and just be patient because we will have a lot of people calling in, a lot of people already on the line waiting to speak. So, again, that number 516-453-9133 and press 1. All right. So, right now, we are going to speak with Jeff Kennedy. And we also have, you know, people calling in from New York and all parts of the country. So we're going to listen to everything they have to say tonight, because guess what? Justice is at stake here. And if we want justice, we have to make sure those that are filled with injustice in their hearts are out of office. And we elect the right politicians, the right political people. So, and as a matter of fact, before we bring on Jeff, what I would like to do, I would like to for you all to listen to this song about voting, okay? So take a listen.
All right, Chinchilla, we have no song about voting, so we're going to go right on into the caller.
Okay. All right, let's bring on Jeff now. We're going to bring on Jeff Kennedy, and Jeff Kennedy is with the Kennedy Effect. Jeff, how are you tonight?
Well, thank you, Chinchilla. It's nice of you to have me. And thanks for tuning in earlier and listening to the, you know, the candidates that we had on then. You know,
yes.
A lot of these candidates, as you well know, are, you know, they're underfunded, and anything that we can do to help get their voice out there, even, you know, even if you don't, whether you support them or not, you know, democracy means choice. So it's good to hear from these folks, and it's nice to have you talk about them tonight as well. And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for coming on. Now, tell us about Andre or Andrew Carroll, who was on tonight on your show, and Caroline canvassed for him this weekend. So talk about him, and what did he have to say? What is he promising to do? And just talk about him for a moment, Jeff.
Andre Carroll is a Democratic candidate for the Pennsylvania State House for the 201st district. Sometimes those numbers can get pretty crazy to realize that we have that many districts in PA, but we do. It's predominantly the Germantown section of Philadelphia. And the interesting thing about what Andre is trying to do, or is doing, is he's running against an incumbent Democrat who's been in office for over 10 years. And it's a brave thing that he's doing, because it's very easy to sit back and say, well, you can't beat the incumbent, and everybody will just vote for the incumbent because they all know him. And it's a brave thing to put yourself out there and to be a public figure mm-hmm. like that. I think a lot of folks tend to think that, you know, running for office is fun somehow, and it can be, but you really do put yourself out there. And so he's doing a very brave thing, taking on a 10-year incumbent. The incumbent is Stephen Kinsey. He's been there, as I said, he's been in office for, it is 10 years. And suddenly my brain is telling me it's 12, but I think it's 10. And but what Andre wants to do is actually, he wants to do the work. And that's a really important thing. You know, I suppose there's folks out there who may agree with him on some things, may not agree with him on others. But the important thing is that he wants to do the work. He wants to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Many incumbents get, as you well know, too many incumbents get complacent. And they enjoy the trappings of the office. They enjoy the perks of the office. Andre wants to actually go do the work. There's a big, big difference. Every candidate that I am fortunate enough to consult with and consult for, I tell them it's a great, easy tagline. You can take it, steal it, use it. There's a difference between holding the office and doing the job. And Andre wants to do the job.
Okay, okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
But he does talk a lot about the issues that you talk about. He does a lot, you know, he told us on the program tonight, his father's been incarcerated for over 30 years for a nonviolent offense. He is, you know, criminal justice reform is not just an issue for him. It's a passion. It drives him. So he's someone that you would easily get behind. And I think a lot of the listeners, a lot of your listeners who carry that issue as a big passion for them would easily get behind.
All right. That's true. That's very true. And, you know, for Caroline Turner to actually canvass for him, I know he has to be pretty amazing because she doesn't just canvass for anybody. She canvassed for those who definitely have the issues, same issues that she takes to heart. So that's so very awesome. And now, anybody else, Jeff, that you feel as though we should be looking at for the primaries this year?
I would look at that I myself am supporting or that I would recommend. Well, the easy recommendation is that, please, folks, if you have not done so, if you have not returned your mail-in ballot, or if you chose that you were going to, you didn't get a mail-in ballot, and you want to vote in person, the easy thing for me to say is please just go vote. It's your voice. Use it. Be heard. Folks, if your voice was so meaningless, if your vote did not matter, then you would not have an entire political structure spending billions of dollars to try to take your vote from you. They want to strip you of your vote because your vote does matter. Exactly because it does matter. So please go vote. No matter what, go and vote. I know you agree.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely, definitely go and vote. And that's important. Take your body there because, you know, anything could happen in the mail anyway. So you definitely want to make sure you get in person, get there in person and vote. Don't let anything stop you from using your right to vote. It's your choice.
Exactly.
You have to make that choice, be a voice by voting. Yes, definitely.
And it is your right. It is your right. It's codified in the Constitution. When the 14th Amendment extended the right to vote to former slaves, you can only extend a right that is pre-existing. You cannot extend a right to people that did not exist. The 14th Amendment tells us that the right to vote is inherent in the Constitution. And then the Motor Voter Bill tells us that because the opening words of it are, you know, whereas all legal residents or legal citizens, I always butcher the language. The Motor Voter Bill tells us that the people have a right to vote and that legislation has never been challenged. So we have a constitutional right to vote, but we have to use it. We have to use it. And I told folks, even if you don't agree with me, even if you're going to go and vote straight Republican all the way down the line, I may not agree with you, and you may not agree with me, but go vote. It's still your right. Because if they can take the vote of our sisters and brothers of color, then who's next? Is it young people? Is it seniors? Because young people tend to vote progressive. Seniors tend to vote for anyone who supports Social Security. They're going to take them next. And then who's next? And eventually you're last. You're the last ones left. And all we're going to have left are, you know, if you're worth a certain number of billions of dollars, you get to vote and no one else does. Don't let them take it. Go and vote.
Yes, definitely. Get out and vote, people. Please get out and vote. It's very important. It's crucial, especially for those of you that sit back and complain all the time and talk about the system, how it's wrong and what should be done and this should not be happening and that should not be happening. But yet, you won't get out and vote. You won't go out and vote for the right people. So it's important 100%. To get out there. And yes, definitely, Jeff. Jeff, I thank
we
you
have a,
so
we
much.
Have a, we're very
go ahead.
We're very lucky here in PA. We get to vote twice a year. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It only takes a few minutes. You got a primary, you got a general. Every single year here in PA, it's not hard. Please go and vote. There are so many candidates. I completely kind of ignored your original question, and I won't stay too much longer. I know you have other callers. But there's so many good candidates. But this race is not only just the governor and the Senate, because those are the big
right.
ones. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, we're voting
yeah.
for – we're voting in primary elections for the next governor of the Commonwealth and one of our two United States senators. But there are races all the way down. The entire House, PA State House, is up. A section of mm-hmm. the Senate. There are local races throughout. There are local races in the Commonwealth. There are, sometimes there's special elections. Look, it's only twice a year, folks. You can do it. It's easy. You can. It's very simple.
Yes, it definitely is. Definitely. Now, Jeff, now for United States Senate and for governor, you know, for the candidates in Pennsylvania, who are you favoring in those two races?
Well, Josh Shapiro is clearly going to be the Democratic nominee. I'm getting repetitive. He's clearly going to be the nominee on the Democratic side, Mr. Shapiro, the current Attorney General. That's an easy one. He does have a challenger, but it's just not going to happen. That's going to be a runaway. On the Republican side, the current front runner is Senator Doug Mastriano. Mr. Mastriano, who, by the way, has had an open invitation to come to my program now for 2.5 of the 3 years that we have been on. Big shocker, he has not taken us up on that. But his invitation remains open because we need to be able to talk to each other. Mr. Mastriano he's not just a PA state senator, but he is an avid anti-masker. He's an anti-vaxxer. He was at the Capitol building on January 6th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He was part
yeah.
of the insurrection. One of my guests yep. tonight is actually suing the senator under the 14th Amendment and the Insurrection Act that he is ineligible to run for office. I happen to believe that is correct. These are some.
Yeah.
These are post Civil War legislation that, if you were part of the secession, the insurrection, if you were a rebel, so to speak, you were ineligible to hold office. And I believe that the senator is ineligible to hold office. The courts may not see it that way.
Ineligible. He should be ineligible.
Well, right.
Caroline.
It's right in the
Caroline.
Again,
let me get
right
your input on that, Caroline.
Oh, I completely agree with Jeff. I completely
okay.
agree with what he just said.
But but he's running.
But
so shouldn't that have been challenged? Why is he still on the ballot? Why is he still running?
Well, I mean, it's not a suit isn't decided until it's decided. Just like it's just a suit at the moment.
It's in it is in
yeah.
the courts. It's in the courts right now. It's going to be decided, I believe, in the next 2 weeks. So until that decision comes down,
right.
To
That's
be honest,
right.
actually, the senator is doing what he should be doing. He should be running his campaign as normal until someone tells him he can't. A similar
yeah.
case was brought in Georgia against Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she happened to win that case. She will continue to be allowed to retain her seat in the House of Representatives in the U.S. House. It
wow.
may be a different decision. It may be a different decision for the senator. There are photos of him on the Capitol steps. There are photos of him past the Capitol police. past the lines that the Capitol Police had set up. So we could see a different outcome. I'm not sure. But, you know, we can only – the 14th Amendment's pretty clear about this. So we – I look forward to seeing what the courts have to say.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. That's going to be very interesting. And yeah, definitely very interesting. And then on the ballot now, I mean, yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's really crazy. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for calling in tonight and sharing with us tonight, and continue to do what you do in this political arena and the injustice arena. Thank you so much. And we will talk soon.
Well,
thank you so much, Jeff.
I thank you, and I hope you'll come and visit me on our program as well, and I hope that the two programs can grow together and continue a partnership here. It's very nice to talk to you tonight. You come and see me on my show soon so we can keep talking.
Okay, I definitely will. Take care. All right, everybody, that was Jeff Kennedy. And right now, before we go to our next caller, I want to play the Bo song, so take a listen. Everyone, that was Vote Like Your Life Depends on It. And guess what? It does. Because look at all the corruption in this country. So you have to, you must get out and vote. You have to get out and vote. Okay, so right now, we are going to bring on Andre Carroll. We're going to bring him on as the candidate that Caroline Turner has been canvassing for this weekend, and he was also the guest earlier today on the Jeff Kennedy Show. All right, so we're going to bring on Carroll right now, and he's going to tell us about himself, and we're going to hear what he has to say. What is he going to offer that has not been offered in this state of Pennsylvania? How are you tonight, Mr. Carroll?
Good evening, Ms. Chinchilla. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on News Forum tonight. So I've heard so many wonderful things about you from Caroline Turner, from Jeff Kennedy, and, you know, and then I saw you earlier today on Jeff's show. So tell everybody who you are and, you know, tell us a little bit about your background and what you plan to do for the state of Pennsylvania.
Yes, absolutely. First, I want to take the time to thank you for this platform and also thank Caroline Turner and Jeff Kennedy for their kind words. My grandmother always used to tell me, cherish those who speak highly of you when you're not in the room. So I definitely want to thank both of them for that. Again, my name is Andre D. Carroll. I am a candidate, a Democratic for state representative in House District 201. And I'm running because this campaign is about lived experiences. I am the product of the war on poverty and the war on drugs. My mother has battled with a substance abuse issue since she was 14 years old, and my father has been incarcerated 28 out of the 31 years I have been alive for a nonviolent offense. And my grandmother was a single parent. My grandmother raised me, and my grandmother was an LPN. She was a union member for 1199C up until the day that she no longer could perform the job because she got hurt on the job. And then it was the union benefits that allowed her to be able to raise me on a fixed income. And, you know, it's these experiences that I take, you know, and I cherish and I think about every single day as I advocate for these issues. I'm also a product of the Philadelphia School District. I graduated from Germantown High School, which is one of the schools that was closed down in Philadelphia. And I joined the community in 2019 when they tried to turn that very school into luxury apartments. I am a resident in a 19138 zip code, and that is a zip code with a median household income on average of $32,000. Myself nor my neighbors and community members can afford luxury apartments, and that's something that we push back against, and we were successful. I've also gone on to be an educator. I've been a substitute teacher in the Philadelphia School District throughout the city. I've been an advocate for health equity. I've worked with community organizations to provide to our elderly population, just making sure that they've been connected to quality healthcare resources. And one of the things I take very seriously, it's criminal justice reform. I sit on a board of a nonprofit named Brotherhood, where I work with juveniles who are under the age of 18, but they're being tried as adults. And you know, I go up to State Road twice a month, and I spend time with them and build relationships with their families, trying to help them navigate the criminal justice system. I also volunteer with the district attorney's office and trying to help protect young folks in our communities from lower level crimes. And they're simply being charged with charges because they're poor. And this is my passion work. And, you know, I've done the work for the last 10 years. I've been working in government. I've worked in the Philadelphia City Controller's Office, where I've helped with financial literacy programs and also equity programs as it pertains to the city's pension and the hedge funds that oversee those. And I've also worked for the Pennsylvania State Senate, I'm sorry. And so I'm ready to take this fight to Harrisburg as a representative of the 201st Legislative District, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right. That's awesome. That is awesome. You sound like a very wonderful candidate to fill that position, and I wish you the best, and great. Awesome. And you're about criminal justice issues and, you know, so that's what we stand for. We're totally against the injustice system. I call it the criminal injustice system. And we definitely have to make some changes. And to change legislators is the way to do that. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, Andrew. And you can stay on. Someone may have some questions for you. So if you can just hang around a little bit behind the scenes, and just in case someone wants to ask you a couple questions. Okay?
Absolutely.
Again, thank you so much. All right. Okay. Next, we are going to talk to a young lady. Her name is Karima McCleary. She is the a staff person and on the steering committee of an organization called Free the Ballot. So we're going to speak to Karima now. How are you tonight, Karima?
Chinchilla, thank you for having me on the call.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on. Now, Karima, tell us about Free the Ballot. How long has Free the Ballot been around? What is Free the Ballot?
Yes, ma'am. We've been in operation, I would say, about 3 years in 2019, just before COVID hit. And our organization was formed by Salim Holbrook and Sean Damon. Those are the two founders. And we have a steering committee of about 10 individuals. And then our executive director is Tanya Ba. What we are is, it's actually called Free the Ballot Voter Family Network. And we're a multi-racial grassroots alliance that fights for social justice for communities that have been gripped by poverty and mass incarceration. And with that, like, we have several challenges because, and it's very interesting because the things that you were talking about is all what Free the Ballot stands for. As a matter of fact, some of the candidates that you spoke of, Andre, we are endorsing Andre Carroll. We're also, I heard you mention something about the Senate, so we're endorsing Paul Prescott for the U.S. Senate, Rick Kudrowski, a lot of the names that you know, that you guys had named, and, you know, some of the others. I also found that it was very interesting when I was listening to Mr. Kennedy, and he was talking about the right to vote, and he said the 14th Amendment. My executive director wants me to direct that those who are incarcerated, and a lot of people don't know this, if they haven't been convicted yet of a crime, they are eligible to vote, even if they've had a felony or misdemeanor, but they have not been to court yet, have not been convicted. So that's important for people to know that they do still have, you know, the right to vote. And as he said, it was the 14th Amendment, but ironically, it was the 13th Amendment that supposedly freed the slaves, and he spoke on the Constitution. The Constitution says that slavery is unconstitutional except for those who have been convicted of a crime. So therefore, if you have been convicted and you are incarcerated, you are actually considered a slave. And partially of what we're trying to do is eventually make it eligible for those who are incarcerated to also be able to vote. Because this is actually affecting, you know, affecting them also.
Yes, yes. Now, is Tanya on? Is she listening tonight?
I don't know if she's listening or not. I did tell her, but I'm not 100% sure. But one more thing.
Okay, now
one more thing I want to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to be known that here in Pennsylvania, supposedly there's a moratorium on the death sentence. However, I'm also part of a group called TABI, which I know you said Dana is going to be on. She's with the Delaware County portion of TABI.
TABI
stands for Coalition to Abolish Death by Incarceration. And just so that our viewers know that in Pennsylvania, a life sentence means that you are sentenced to spend the rest of your life in prison. And we don't believe you know, getting rid of, putting someone away for the rest of their life, it hasn't stopped any of the killings. It's been over 300-400 killings in Philadelphia alone just this year. So we don't believe that putting someone away for the rest of their life has stopped anything. So what I wanted to say is that like I said, I'm sorry, there's a moratorium on the death penalty. However, putting someone away for the rest of their life and expecting them to die in prison is actually a death sentence.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It definitely is, because that means that, you know, they're not eligible for parole. So it's life without the possibility of parole. They're going to be in there forever, and they're going to die in prison. And so that's why it's so important to have the people that are elderly and they no longer pose a threat to society. If they've been exemplary in prison and, you know, they're not a threat to society, release them. Let them come home. If they're sickly, let them come home, you know? Yeah, so definitely. But however, there are some people that do not deserve a second chance. If they've been violent, you know, all while they're in prison, they haven't shown any growth or any change within themselves, then they don't need to come out to commit more crimes. But there's so many deserving people behind the walls that definitely need a second chance. And, you know, so, yeah, we will continue to fight for that because that's important. Look at Salim Holbrook, who she mentioned. Salim Holbrook was a juvenile lifer. And guess what? He's home. Second chances. This is what second chances is all about. He's been home for 4 years. And look at what he's done. He found his straight ahead and, you know, and now the free to ballot. And he's doing great things. Another young man I want to talk about, Ghani. Ghani, he was also a juvenile lifer since the age of 15. He was behind bars, and he's home. He's been home for 4 years, and look at all the wonderful things he's done, you know. So second chances are definitely needed, and I can mention so many men that were arrested when they were teenagers that have been given a second chance right here in the city of Philadelphia, and they're doing so many awesome things and giving back to the community, doing programs and things for the youth, and they're doing some wonderful things. Bobby Harris has his own trucking company, for heaven's sakes, now. And, you know, it's so many examples of why second chances are needed. And before you go, I'm about to call you Dana. Kareem, I want to ask you something. You mentioned that you all have endorsed Paul Prescott. Mm-hmm. And now what made you all endorse Paul Prescott and not Anthony Williams?
I can't really answer that question. Only because only because I don't know the whole story, in all honesty. We did hear that Anthony Williams did sign on to a legislative bill that was just harmful to our community. So that's one thing. And another thing that Free the Ballot does, we actually interview all of our candidates, and we ask them questions about second chances, about death by incarceration, and if they align with with our values, then we're able to endorse them. And I just want to add, if it's okay, if I give my number, what we're doing is trying to build membership. And with this membership, we're able to tell the candidates, listen, we got X number of members in our organization, and they could be potential voters for you. So as you know, when I met you the other day, I'm always recruiting, trying to get new members. Can I give my number for the viewers?
Okay, now is this an office number or a personal number? What kind of number?
It's a number for Free to Ballot.
Okay. Yeah, you can get that number.
Okay, great. So anyone that wants to join the organization or wants to know more about it, they can give us a call. That number is 570-455-8699. And if you just leave a message, we will call you back and tell you all about Free to Ballot and how you can become a member. Or you can also go to our website, which is freetoballot.org.
All right. Awesome. So it's Free to Ballot, everybody. Thank you so much, Karima, for calling in tonight, telling us all about Free to Ballot and who you all have endorsed. Again, thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon. All right, everybody. So, wow. Caroline, I need you to chime in for a moment. So now, Free the Ballot, they have endorsed Paul Prescott, who is running against Senator Anthony Williams. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this isn't a race that I've followed very closely. I love Free the Ballot. One of my greatest friends, Karima, did a great job explaining what Free the Ballot does, and they are a fantastic organization, and I really, really encourage your listeners to join because it does make a difference. The Senator Williams and Paul Prescott race, all I know really because I've been so involved with other candidates is that he's a progressive candidate.
and I'm presuming he has progressive ideas on criminal justice reform. Otherwise, Free the Ballot would not be endorsing him. But otherwise, I can't tell you that I have fully done my research on him. I'm sorry about that. I just don't know. I've heard great things about him.
Okay. And now, what are your thoughts on Senator Williams? Senator Williams has been in office for a while. Now, what are your thoughts about him? Because obviously, according to Karima, he doesn't agree with all of their issues. So what do you think about that?
A lot of people who've been in office a while are not as, put it this way, enthusiastic about change. And, you know, I don't want to mention any names, but the incumbents have a way of settling into their jobs and towing the party line, I should say. Again, about several times, he's a very nice man, Senator Williams, but I don't know enough about what he's doing or not doing. I can only, as the other senators who've been around a long time, they get settled in. That would be my guess as to why there's a fresh new candidate running against him. And, you know, it's the same with Andre Carroll's race. You know, the incumbent, it's a tough race, but he co-sponsored a bill that was going to be very harmful, as Karim has just said, to black and brown communities. So, you know,
Is that the bill that Amin Brown had put out last year?
Yeah, the minimum bill. Yes.
Yeah, SB, what was it, 1590 or something like that? Oh, so Senator Williams signed off on that, huh? Okay. Yeah.
No. I didn't say Senator Williams. I didn't say Senator Williams. I said Stephen Kinsey. It's HB 1587.
Okay, well, that's another one, because then there was that other one that Amin Brown had put out. I think that's the one Karima was talking about he signed on.
We're talking about the same bill. We're talking about, I just want to get it straight because I don't want to get anything confused. I don't want any of the listeners confused. The bill was HB 1587, and it was Senator. It was Representative Stephen Kinsey who co-sponsored the Amin Brown bill. That bill,
right?
Not Senator Williams. Stephen Kinsey, the person who Andre.
Okay, so you're saying Williams did not sponsor that bill, because there's several.
No.
State reps and senators that sponsored that bill.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying Senator Williams did. I'm saying Stephen Kinsey did, and that is the man that Andre D. Carroll is running against.
Okay. All right. So he's running against him, but I believe Senator Williams also co-sponsored that bill as well, because there's several of them that co-sponsored that bill. So this is why everyone is so hurried.
I'm sorry to argue with you, but Senator Williams did not. I don't want anything.
So
he had nothing
what bill that he?
Bill.
Okay. So do you know what bill that he sponsored and signed on? That is against that we don't agree with. I mean, what bill did he sign on?
Senator Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Was that? I'm not certain of what bill you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, neither am I, because Karima said that he signed and co-sponsored a bill that they're against, you know, so I'm just curious as to what bill that was.
I think that I don't know that she was referring to Senator Williams, but he had a probation bill that the ACLU felt didn't go far enough.
if that's the one she's talking about?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I thought it was a criminal justice reform bill that he co-sponsored that she mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah, but probation is part of criminal justice because people probation, like Andre was talking about, his father, he is stuck in the probation trap, and I have several friends in the criminal justice reform arena who got stuck in a probation trap where they're just perpetually on probation because they get technical violations by their probation officers, and they just can't get off probation, and so they're constantly surveilled. That is a huge criminal justice issue, and it's why a lot of people get into that's one of the main reasons we have such mass incarceration. It starts off by a probationary sentence for juveniles, and because they violate, it then becomes jail sentences, and then, you know, the whole cycle begins. Probation is a huge part of criminal justice reform, and we need to find a way of, well, I was proposing, you know, making, I would, if I ever did become a judge, I would put a limit on how long somebody can be on probation for, because at the moment it can be indefinite, and that's a terrible criminal justice issue. It costs a fortune in fines that people have to pay just to be on probation. And it starts a whole cycle of incarceration. It's a particularly a bad problem for juveniles, for young people. And
yeah.
Andre can talk
to you. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Caroline. We're going to take a caller. Then after the caller, we're going to hear from DJ L7, and then we're going to hear from Amy Sortino. So those of you that are listening via the World Wide Web tonight and you want to talk, comment, vent, or say something about a candidate that you like, you need to dial 516-453-9133. You're tuned into News Forum on WBNN. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Really upset, but out of love and respect for you, woman of God, and our great company of WBNN, I'm going to withhold my peace. The only thing I want to say right now is I'm tired of the bold, bald-faced lie that everybody's the same. That's not true. Because if it was, all people are not being treated the same. So I'm going to leave this with some good news tonight. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I hear you loud and clear, Brother Hooney.
Congratulations, 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J, on your WBNN All-Time Connection Record with your 53rd All-Time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome.
You're
news.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right, Brother Hooney, thank you for calling in, sharing that good news. All right. Now, the next person I'm going to bring on, this young man, he's very unique and really amazing because he fights hard for criminal justice reform, or should I say to change this criminal injustice system. And he's in New York. And I had the pleasure of actually meeting him in person a couple months ago when I went to Queens for the rally for Nolan Farrell and Keith Gadsden. And, wow, he's awesome. I was on his show a couple months ago, and he does a lot as far as politics. So I call him an activist and a political activist because he – my gosh, he just is constantly, like I'm constantly on wrongful convictions, he's constantly advocating in these political arenas, trying to make sure people are informed and not to vote for certain people who don't stand for anything good. So he's about improving and bettering this political arena. So welcome my guest now, DJ L7. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. Nice to tune into the show. What's up?
All right. Good to have you. Good to have you. So tell us what's going on in New York. What elections are we looking at? What candidates are we looking at? Because your primary is in June, correct?
Well, yeah, but some of the things that are – well, there's all kind of strange things happening with that, right? But just so you know, actually earlier you did ask about people you want to know what their affiliations were, what they thought of different parties, and I'll tell you that actually I don't really – you know, a lot of times people want to describe labels to people, right? They say you're black, you're white, you're Republican, you're Democrat, you're this, you're that, right? But a lot of times people are more than that. So I actually rock with all the parties. I have friends, and I operate in all the spheres. And you know how the media misses a lot of the things that you do? Well, by actively working with all these groups, I know what they're actually doing. I know who's actually capable of doing work. I know their methodologies, everything. And actually, talking about I do call myself New York City's number one street activist, but I do work on a national level. And Pennsylvania, I think that I have a video on my channel that talks about how the libertarians now have broken a record now and now have 200 elected officials. I think they increased the number of their elected officials by 150% in Pennsylvania specifically. I think Eric Gerhardt is running for Senate in the state. Anyways, it's interesting to learn their strategies. I think you guys should pay attention to that. They have something called the Munson strategy, something like that. It's worth studying, right, if you guys want to win. So right now, the fact of the matter is that I want to shut out. Now, the thing is that in New York City, I'm working with a bunch of candidates. I have a something I'm working on called Unified Path for 22. And, you know, some candidates are better than others on certain issues, right? They can't all know everything. There's no perfect candidate out there, right, even though some people want to convince us that. So some candidates specialize on certain issues. Right now, I want to shout out Diane Sayre, running independent. I want to shout out Larry Sharp, running with the Libertarians. I want to shout out Thomas Zimmick, running with the Medical Freedom Party. We actually have a coalition trying to get this change going on. Now, the thing is that these political parties, it sounds like it's somewhat important, but I'd like to actually shout out the work that you're doing tonight, because right now, let's take a look at, right, you know, you look at, like, the Green Party, people have heard of it, right? Okay, maybe 150,000 voters, you know, maybe 100,000. You look at the Libertarians, the most successful third party in the nation, maybe 200,000 members. You look at Color of Change, a Black women's activist group, right? That's 8 million members and growing, okay? So the fact of the matter is that the advocacy of people just like yourself who are out there advocating for change does have an impact. And when Chilla shows up, right, I know you'll be seeing the politicians, right? I know they'll be getting scared because they know that you'll be putting the pressure on. They'll probably into the show. Now, the thing is that now I've interviewed over 100 candidates so far, and the best answer, like, you know, as in terms of style change, and the last call that just kind of attended to something of that was given, I believe, by Minister Malcolm X. And there are several candidates who have also mirrored this position as from how we achieve style change, because true change does not occur through law, right? The fact of the matter is that if people, Malcolm X said this, if people wanted to do the right thing, you wouldn't need laws. Things would just work out. But the fact of the matter is that, right, you also look at Malcolm X, he said, ballot or the bullet, right? Ballot or the bullet. So he's not saying, like, don't be politically active, right? You're right to be skeptical, right? You're right to be skeptical, but as in terms of that's a way to achieve change, and the ones who need change will push through any methodology to achieve that change. So one thing that also Malcolm X said, and also I have an interview on my channel with over 100 candidates so far. I also have an interview with someone from Grenada, the birthplace of Malcolm X's mother, who was born in Grenada. And the thing is that also they supposedly had the only successful socialist revolution in history in Grenada. But the thing is that, you know, the U.S. got involved with Reagan and then the ship, so that's unfortunate. But what both of them said was that what we really need for societal change is political education. So we need more people to step up. Change will not come through, right, casuals who will be bamboozled in the hoodwink, but through the dedicated and committed. So when we see these candidates tonight, right, a lot of them talk about their background, stuff like that. What I'm really looking for is someone who has and someone who will sacrifice for the movement, not pretty safe faces who don't know suffering, because where there is no pain, there is no urgency. Party leaders will select people who will talk but will follow the rules. You can't always trust the leaders. They become surrounded by an entourage of people that chill them from the truth for their own personal interests, which cannot be prevented. This is just a step on a path. We must have a greater amount of action just from the ground and from people like yourself and myself, and we need to take care of people in our own community. All parties have problems in corruption. This is a forever war to make sure that
the people in power remain accessible and that they remain responsive to the needs of people like ourselves. The thing is that we've talked about the cancer tonight, but I want to talk about another class of activists out here that's just like you and me, Janicia. I call our class of activists the anti-corporate campaign consultants. Now, there's a lot of, people that are going to pass through here, and they're going to say a lot of brave things, and we're going to see where they are after the election, and we're going to see where they are 4 years from now and 10 years from now. How passionate are they really about this? We're going to see. Yeah? I promise I'll never run for office. True knowledge of problems is not in a law office, and it's not from your friends. It's at the point of service. I applaud the candidates for running tonight, but I'm telling you right now that we need people on the front lines, and I'm that guy. I encourage you to all to give less attention to celebrities and select and choose those who are in your community, someone in your community like Junicia, who will respond to you. If you give money to news programs whose hosts are unresponsive and getting corporate money, then you're making a huge mistake. It's okay to watch TV for entertainment, but watching it for news, there's so many things they are not covering that's not an accident. Who pays for those cameras, those lights, those pretty faces in front of you and those nice outfits? It's a commercial corporate for-sale enterprise that cares nothing about your health, welfare, or this country. And a big shout-out for you for shouting out Nolan Burrell. Once again, that's someone in my clique, someone in my city, someone I'm going to make sure is taken care of. That's someone in my community, not some celebrity. Props out to them if they can help. But you're either getting involved with our stuff or you're not. Yeah? So Pennsylvania is a swing state, an important state, and you've got a lot of action coming up. I also have a backup plan, a contingency named an American Union. You could look those guys up. I'm not trying to be the only solution out here. And thanks again for your having me on.
Thank you so much, DJ L7. I thank you for the work that you're doing, not just here in New York, but around the country. Thank you so much. You continue to do what you do. And I'll be seeing you soon when we get back to New York for the next rally. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. We're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi, peace and blessings to Jilla, and peace and blessings to you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sweetheart. You know, I'm loving the show. I love all your information always. But it's just one thing that saddens me when it concerns our voting. I think I talked about this before. We have two constitutions, one for the people and one for the corporations. From what I'm looking at and everything that has been happening, it looks like a lot of the politicians are working with the corporations rather than working for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's discerning to me when many people say we need the vote, but they talk sweetly to us in the beginning as they run for office. But when they get into office, they do something totally different. And we have seen that over and over and over again. So it's kind of discerning to me. It's kind of discerning to me that we trust in our politicians and they do wrong towards us. And, you know, it's difficult for me to want to vote when I see so much criminal activity in the U.S. and around the world. That's my opinion.
Wow. Yeah, it is disheartening, Sister Betsy. And just as you said, you know, politicians, they make promises. They will promise you the world and then get in and not even give you no part of the world, really, you know. So it's a sad situation, you know, but voting is so important. And we just have to hope and pray that, you know, the people that we're voting for, if we vote consciously and do our research on these candidates and, you know, really listen to what they have to say and then vote for the ones that we feel as though are going to meet the needs of their constituents and meet the needs, your personal needs and the issues that you take to heart. And then if they are elected and they don't do the job, then we need to make it our business to get them out of office. So, and that's where we fail as constituents, because we allow corrupt people to stay in office term after term after term instead of voting them out of office. So we have to do better in that situation. And so hopefully during this year, the primaries and also the general election, we'll do better. And we'll start really using the authority that we have, because we pay their salary, for heaven's sake. So they need to do what the constituents want. And we really have to start putting our foot down and making some noise for those that are not doing their job and are not fulfilling the needs of their communities. They need to be put out of office. So we definitely have to start doing that and doing a better job at getting them out. Yes. So thank you so much for calling in tonight, Sister Betsy. And I'm going to tell everybody, when you have a show coming up on May 24th, correct? And that's your birthday, and you're, right? Am I correct?
I think it's May the 29th.
Oh, the 29th.
Yes, the 29th, but my birthday is
it's
May
a Friday,
19th.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm born the same day Malcolm X is, and that's why I'll be honoring that day. All right.
Yes. Awesome. Can't wait to hear that one. So thank you again for calling in tonight, and take care. We're going to go to the next guest tonight, and her name is Amy Sortino, and she is a very remarkable woman. Not only is Amy an advocate for the wrongfully convicted and for second chances and also for the deserving elderly, she is also a woman who stood trial for second-degree murder, and she faced life without the possibility of parole, but she was spared by the jury. And she's also a dual victim, and she's lost three loved ones to murder, and she's been a survivor of crimes against herself. So let's bring on Amy and welcome her to the show tonight. How are you, Amy? Welcome to News Forum.
Hi, Conchilla. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Amy, you know, you've been through a lot in your lifetime. And not only have you experienced the things that I just mentioned, but you also have a loved one right now wrongfully behind bars. Now, your fiancé, or is it your husband?
We'll say fiancé. I generally refer to him as my husband, but we are not legally married.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. And so you're advocating for him now, and you advocate for so many other people. Now, with this election, the primaries, in your own words, why do you feel as though the primary elections are important?
We need to get the right people in, and we need to make sure that we have them lined up in November, that we're going to get the right. I often hear people say that our system is broken. I actually see it a different way, and I see it as it's twisted. It works as it was designed to work, and it's our job to break the system. We need to break it, and we need to begin breaking it by putting the right people, the right players in place this Tuesday for Pennsylvania come November to get, you know, some of the individuals, the Carolyn Turner mentioned, Karima, those are more Philadelphia area, and I'm not in Philadelphia. But bringing Josh Shapiro in, you know, just moving forward and getting the players in place that are going to work on getting the deserving individuals home.
Okay. And now, Amy, now, which county are you in?
I'm in Chester County.
Okay. And now in Chester County, who are the candidates that you're favoring in Chester County?
You know, I have to tell you, I have not had an opportunity to look at Chester County specifically. I plan to do that this evening. I'm a little embarrassed to say that. My main focus has really been Shapiro and Fetterman, you know, and Austin Davis for lieutenant governor.
Okay. And now for Shapiro, what do you like about Shapiro?
You know, I was not really a fan of Shapiro in the beginning. I've turned to like him. I feel that he's doing a good job at this point, or he's doing a better job at looking at deserving individuals offering yes votes for commutation. In the beginning, okay. He wasn't so good at that, but he's getting better. He's realizing that we have a lot that needs changed. And, mm-hmm. You know, clearly he's our only Democrat. You know, I think there's someone else on the ticket who's going to be running this Tuesday. But we definitely do not want to see Mastriano or McSwain come in. McSwain is scary. If anybody follows that, he essentially plans to lock everyone up, throw away the key, take the death penalty, the traditional death penalty, out of moratorium. For anyone who doesn't know, the traditional death penalty, either electrocution, injection, you know, however they do it, while it's a moratorium, that can actually come out at any time. And there's no laws or anything on that. He has clearly stated that he will reinstate that. He has no intention of letting people come home from prison. If you commit a crime, you go. And to me, that's scary when we have as many innocent people in prison as we have in prison. I personally know of 7 people who are currently incarcerated. That's not the people I know that have come home that are innocent, but 7 people, a couple of them, John Brookins, Pedro Reynoso, you know, those are some names that people know. And imagine if they were on death row. We would be killing innocent people.
Oh, yes.
Now, we have all these other individuals, you know, 5,000 people serving life without parole. That's the other death penalty. It's just our state isn't paying for them to be killed. However, I've done a lot of stats, and as you had mentioned, I have an interest in overall second chances, but in the elderly, and I identified 1,856 individuals over the age of 55, and based on that, we pay over $93 million a year for those 1,856 individuals based on a bare minimum of $50,000 a year. That needs to change.
Yeah. Wow. Now, Amy, okay, Josh Shapiro, because you said you didn't like him before. Now, you know, we both know when, you know, he's on the one of the 5 on the board of pardons, you know, and right now still a unanimous decision before someone is commuted or pardoned, well, before they're commuted. And last year when John Brookins, when he went before the board of pardons, you know, that was a sad situation, and it was just really crazy. And Shapiro was on that board. Now, me personally, I still don't really like Shapiro. He's the only Democrat running. But, you know, if there was a Republican suitable to run, you know, I would then vote Republican or whatever other party someone's affiliated with if that person was suitable. Because I don't just vote a straight party just because that candidate is in the party that I'm affiliated with. I think it should be the best candidate possible who we should vote for, no matter what their party affiliation is, because sometimes, you know, we make a big mistake when we're voting for just that political party, and that's who we want to see win, just because they're a Democrat or just because they're a Republican, you know, and it should not be that way. We need to consider every possibility, see who's the actual best candidate for that position, because we've seen time and time again when Democrats get in office and they don't do squat, just like Republicans, and, you know, we see that same thing happen time and time again. But Josh Shapiro, I truly believe the reason he has now tried to do a little bit better, because there have been so many kinds that I advocate for, you know, that complain about him. They complain about the conviction integrity unit that, you know, he created under the leadership of, was it Lisa? But that, people call it a joke because they weren't doing anything really. And, you know, a lot of people still don't like him because of the way he has handled concerns coming from a lot of families that have loved ones wrongfully incarcerated. And, you know, he's not doing his job, so to speak. But the reason he started to improve, I truly believe, is because he's running for governor now. So he wants to make people think that, oh, yeah, well, I'm all for this and I'm all for that. I just don't believe him, but I don't believe him one bit. But we'll see when he, you know, if he's elected, we'll see. Right now, yeah, like Jeff said earlier, he's a shoo-in for, you know, the Democratic Party. But then come September, not September, but November, we'll see. And if he does get into office, he best do what he said that he's going to do, you know, as far as the injustice issues are concerned. But I thank you so much for all the work that you do, Amy, and, you know, all the research that you do and, you know, how you're always out there being a voice. So I thank you so much. And now mention the young man's name that we're going to be talking about, him that's incarcerated. What is his name? Because his story is going to be featured here on News Forum in a few more weeks. So just tell everyone his name, Amy.
That's Jeffrey Ford.
Jeffrey Ford, okay. All right, so Amy will be back again, and we will be talking about the case of Jeffrey Ford. Thank you so much, Amy, for calling in tonight and sharing with us. Thank you so much. And now, everybody, we are going to hear from Dana. We have to talk to Dana. Dana is the president of CADPE in Delaware County, the Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty out in Delaware County. And, of course, CADPE is all over, so it's not just in Delaware County. You know, it's in Pennsylvania. It's in Pittsburgh. CADPE is in so many different places. And we're going to speak with Dana, and she's going to talk to us about a few things tonight. So let me bring Dana on. And while we're doing that, I want to quickly play this song for my grandson, because I was going to play that on the air. So let's play the birthday song, and then we will come right back with Amy and Caroline.
I think it's your birthday today, so I'm just going to sing you a little birthday song. And it goes something like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Have a very happy birthday. And just because it's your birthday, especially for you, I'm going to do a little happy dance, like this.
All right, so All right, that was the happy birthday song. Happy birthday, Your Highness. Grandmommy loves you very, very much. All right, let's talk to Caroline for a minute. I think Dana, I don't know if Dana pressed one or what. Dana, if you're still on, press one. She may have had to go. But we're going to talk to Caroline. Caroline?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Caroline, now tell me, what do you think about what you heard tonight? Like, what are your thoughts on Josh Shapiro? Because he's the only one running right now. So what is your thoughts on him? How do you feel about Josh Shapiro?
Well, I think it's a lot better than the alternative. do I want to see him do more commutations? Do I want to see him have more mercy on people who are wrongfully incarcerated? Of course. But there is no alternative right now that would be good for any of that. So that's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you basically, you know, put it to the point. I mean, straight to the point with it. And you know, that's my thoughts on him, too, because he does not do enough for the wrongfully incarcerated. He does not do enough as far as commutations are concerned. He doesn't do enough at all. And, you know, he's the attorney general here in Pennsylvania, and, you know, it's so sad. We have people we advocate for that are in Erie and in Pittsburgh and Scranton and all over the state of Pennsylvania, and he has not done anything. He has not returned any emails, letters, and, you know, it's a shame, the things I hear that families tell me, and they all want to see him out of office, and heck, he'll be out of the AG office, but if he's elected as governor, I mean, what is he going to do? I mean, this is, like, ridiculous that we did not have a candidate to run against him. You know, that would have been a strong candidate, and it's so very sad, and it really irritates me to know that this man could be our next governor here in the state of Pennsylvania. It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible. But that's why it's important, people, to get out and vote, and for those of you that, you know, you think about running for office and yet you don't, if something tells you, hey, I should run for office, then do it. And it doesn't matter if you have no experience, because look at all the people that have run for office and have succeeded. They've been successful at winning because, see, people are tired of these corrupt politicians in office. So if you're a person filled with integrity and you're fighting for a cause, then run for office. Run for office. And anyone listening tonight, and you still, if you would like to talk, we'll give you a moment to press one, but you must press one so that we know that you want to speak. We have a lot of people listening. So if you want to speak, you may press one, and I'll bring you on to speak if you would like to say something tonight, because Dana is not here. And we're going to allow Caroline to go now because she has court in the morning and depositions and all that good stuff. So, Caroline, you want to give your closing remarks?
Yes, thank you for holding this program tonight. It was very important. I agree with everyone who said your vote counts. Our vote is the one thing we have against all the dark money pouring into elections. We have the power. We just need to absolutely exercise it. And we have some great candidates out there. We need to vote for them. We also have some people that we need to vote out of office. And we have the power to do that. Each of us has the power to make our votes count. So I would just really encourage the listeners to do the research on the candidates that you have the choice to vote for and to know that your vote counts. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Caroline. Thank you. And now, those of you, I forgot to do the Be a Voice promo snippet and the Be a Voice other promo, but for those of you that would like to donate to the work that I do with these wrongful convictions and podcasts and all that stuff on wrongful convictions and injustice.
Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour, that's capital BEAVOICE, lowercase TOUR. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/BEAVOICE. venmo.com/u/BA Voice. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 111.
All right. Okay, we're going to take our final caller of the night. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you?
How are you, Cynthia? This is Antonia Bass.
Hi, Antonia. How are you?
Finding you. I just wanted to say I appreciate your advocating for voting. And for a lot of people who don't know, you got to be careful about who you vote in the office. You got to be careful by noticing how they are to other people, how they appear to be, well-intentioned. And so with your, standing up for the voting rights and advocating for people to vote this coming Tuesday for the primaries here in Philadelphia, all over the state of Pennsylvania, and other states, there's a few others that I understand will be very important, almost as important as the presidential election. And, thank you again, and you have a good night.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that count that robbery to come on this show tonight and be able to express their opinions. Chinchilla said it best, and I think all you that are out there, the called in, the people who are guests, said it best as well. Congratulations to Dr. Chinchilla Jerry, our wonderful linear new host of the year of the class of 2021 here at WBNN on her 53rd all-time connection record, the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Wonderful young lady. Tomorrow night, we come right back on these WBNN stations with another outstanding person. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Ms. Antonia Bass, an informational guru, right here at our wonderful station, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and then Ngozi Time, Oladele Nale, where he goes at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oledele.ngoziwithmy@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Nale, where he goes at, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We do have a programming change. We have a young lady that will be moved to another spot. So if you're looking for one host, you're not going to find them on Tuesday night, but you will find Shannon Stanton there. So look forward to, of course, Outspoken Live with Shannon Stanton on at 9:30 Eastern Daylight on Tuesday. Any comments, suggestions, you can call me. All right. On that note, we give it right back to this wonderful young lady, our anchor, Dr. Chinchilla J. Wonderful show.
Yeah. I am the fifth reigning commissioner here at BNN. I always forget to mention that. Right, I thank everyone that called in, all of the guests tonight that called in to share with us their views on primary elections and voting for the right candidate. I thank Andrew Carroll for calling in and sharing his campaign with us. And he sounds like a wonderful candidate. So vote for this young man. Vote for him. He has some wonderful views. And do your research, people, and definitely get out and vote in the primaries on May 17th here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, across the state of Pennsylvania. That is our primary date. And for those joining and listening from other states, no primary is. If you double it, it'll show you when your primary is. Some primaries have gone past already. Some have not. You still have a primary and June.